Pittsfield lawmakers have given preliminary approval to a $156 million operating budget. The entire budget totals roughly $163.8 million, an increase of just more than 1%. It's under the ceiling by just $37,000 because the city has chosen, like it has for the last decade, to use free cash to balance the budget. This year, $2.25 million. Councilor Kevin Morandi doesn't approve.
We get something emergency or whatever, that's a real concern of mine, that we use this money and, you know, we're on thin ice pretty much with what's left. We better not have anything major happen.
Last year, the council debated more than 4 hours a night at budget hearings, reviewing the plan line by line. This year, the ceiling has tied the hands of city councilors to dramatically alter the budget. City councilors have only made a $5,000 reduction to the personnel department budget line item and another referring to public services. Director of Finance Matt Kerwood says this year, the city doesn't have much of a choice.
Given the situation that we're in right now, if you were not to use free cash in the amount that we are requesting, you would need to reduce this budget by $2.2 million.
Councilor Anthony Simonelli chimed in.
If we didn't use the free cash last year, we wouldn't be in the same situation because a lot of the cuts that happened this year would have happened last year.
That is the council's...
And here's the perfect storm we're into it this year.
I understand that.
And for years, the auditor has said, don't do it. For years, we've been doing it.
We've done it for decades.
I said for decades. I'm not blaming this administration, but the fact remains we keep doing it.
Mayor Linda Tyer says the city never bolstered its reserves and relies on free cash instead.
The chickens have come home to roost during our time here.
But Tyer says better planning is a goal for the future. Pittsfield can't generate any more tax revenue under the 2.5% levy limit set by state law. Every city department has either reduced or maintained its budget. The high cost of employee pay raises and pension obligations and $3 million in health insurance costs have also constrained the budget, Councilor John Kroll says.
Probably one of the largest, if not the largest, single line item in the city's entire budget, and it's being increased by 14%, a massive increase, and that $3 million there essentially obliterates that sort of, I don't know, precarious buffer that we have with the tax levy ceiling. That alone would just totally crush us.
Mayor Tyer says steps will be taken in the next fiscal year to renegotiate health care.
To begin a conversation about things like plan design, which would maybe involve an adjustment to the copays, for example, or adjustments to the deductibles.
As for now, the budget eliminates six positions and would consolidate and reorganize several departments. 70.2 full-time school employees will also be cut, and property taxes will increase $80 per every $100,000 for residents and $145 for businesses. The city council also approved a roughly $8.2 million capital expenditure plan and a $14.4 million enterprise fund for city improvements. The $3 million cost of converting to LED streetlights was a nearly two-hour topic of conversation. Some councilors, including Chris Connell, say more work needs to be done to replace the failing lighting infrastructure instead of merely installing new light bulbs.
We got to have a plan. We got to come up with a fast plan. All right, if we want to make this city safe, all right, let's do the basics.
The council expects to ratify the budget at Tuesday's meeting. A link to the budget is at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.